ಫಾರ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಸುಬ್ಹಾನಹು ವ ತಾಲಾ. ಸೊ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ಟು ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಯು ನೋ ದ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಸುಬ್ಹಾನಹು ವ ತಾಲಾ. ಇಟ್ ಶೋಸ್ ದ ಸುನ್ನತ್ ಆಫ್ ರಸೂಲುಲ್ಲಾಹ ಸಲ್ಲಲ್ಲಾಹು ಅಲೈಹಿ ವಸಲ್ಲಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರೊಫೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಸ್ಜಿದ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಸುಬ್ಹಾನಹು ವ ತಾಲಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ಮಸ್ಜಿದ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್, ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್? ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸಹಾಬಾ, ಆಲ್ ದ ಮುಸ್ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದೀನಾ ಮುನವ್ವರಾ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ, ಯು ನೋ, ಟುಗೆದರ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಸುಬ್ಹಾನಹು ವ ತಾಲಾ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಲವ್ಸ್ ದ ಜಮಾ. ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಲವ್ ದ ಹಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇ, ಯು ನೋ, ಮೇಕ್ ಸುಜೂದ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರುಕು ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಮಾ. ಯದುಲ್ಲಾಹಿ ಅಲಲ್ ಜಮಾ ನುಸ್ರಾ ಇನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಲ್ಲಾಹ್ ಸುಬ್ಹಾನಹು ವ ತಾಲಾ ಈಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಜಮಾ, ವಿತ್ ದ ಕಾಂಗ್ರಿಗೇಷನ್. So when the build masjid was built, the second concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to establish madrasa, maktab, and that was the platform was called Darus Suffa in one corner of the masjid. Up till now that platform is existing nearby the Rauza Mubarak. You'll find the platform over there. So that was the Darus Suffa. And plus 70 plus sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, most of them muhajireen, poor people, they left everything in Makkah Mukarramah and they migrated empty handed to protect their iman and Islam. They didn't bring anything from there. So now this is a new city, new place. How to survive? They had no shelter, so they were in today's term like a homeless sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. They had no shelter, so they used to stay in that Darus Suffa. And 24/7 there was their lodging and boarding and motel and what you can name it, everything. And they never had a proper time for lunch, for dinner, for breakfast. No one used to cook for them. They were in the house of Allah relying on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes this Ansar sahaba used to bring some milk of camel, so they used to, you know, distribute among themselves, and they used to share with the milk. Sometimes they used to bring some dates from the farm and used to throw into the Darus Suffa, and they used to eat a couple of dates and, you know, used to drink zamzam, and that was their lunch and dinner. Simple thing. But their purpose of staying in Darus Suffa was to learn the deen of Islam. Because Ansar radiallahu anhum had the farms. They used to go in the morning after Fajr, they used to work in the farms. Muhajirin had nothing. So they used to remain in the masjid and they used to learn new ayat. And in the evening, when the Ansar used to come from the farms, they used to ask, what is the new ayat was revealed today? What is the new hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you people. So then the Muhajirin used to teach Ansar radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the evening. So that's how learning and teaching used to take place in Masjidun Nabawi from the beginning. It shows, my brothers and sisters, the importance of the maktab. And alhamdulillah, wherever Muslims, especially Asian Muslims, moved, they established masjid and maktab. You see, those, you know, like we if you study the history of Islam, Muslims in Spain, they ruled over 700 years. But then time has changed and they have to flee from the Spain to protect their lives, right? So some of them went to the France, some of them came to the UK and some European countries, they, you know, scattered. And there, wherever they were, like for example in France, those Muslims who came there, they did not had sufficient sources. So they did not able to establish any masjid or maktab. So France became communist country. And because in that environment, the Muslim came and they stay over there, the new generation, they had no connection with Islam, they had no connection with Islam. There was no effort was taking place. So the third generation, fourth generation, they became like atheists. Same thing happened into the Central America and South America. The children, the progeny of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, migrated to these countries and they got married to the local white women. And because there was no link, there was no system of maktab over there. Now Jamaat goes there, they bring the karguzari, they bring the report. When they visit in Jaula, they say, yes, my grandfather was Muslim. I had a little book in the shelf. I don't know what is written there. He used to read it every day, but I don't know how to read. They forgot even kalima, la ilaha illallah. Their names were Muslim, we say we are not Muslim. We left Islam long time ago. So my brothers and sisters, if you don't care about our children, there is a great dilemma, there is a great threat. Allah protect our progeny, that they will lose the iman. And in America, although there are so many masajid, alhamdulillah, there are so many makatib and Islamic schools are running, but it is very limited sources. Here in America, the numbers of those who are living Islam, they were Muslim, parents were Muslims. But youngsters are living Islam in colleges, universities, even the high school level. They don't want to believe in one Allah. They don't, you see, it doesn't make sense to us. We don't have to follow the Islam. We don't, it's very hard to follow. And we don't have time to pray Salah. Why we should pray Salah? So here, people are become, the youngsters especially, are becoming atheists. They are leaving the fold of Islam. And parents are crying. This is a big dilemma, my brothers, going on. So what is the guarantee that our children, after 10 years, just look at the picture from now to 10 years ahead. What will be the scenario when we will be gone? Who will take care of their iman, their Islam? So that's why it's so essential, my brothers, that we have to have, number one, environment of Islam in our houses. We have to establish 1 hour, half an hour ta'lim. Whatever book you pick up, the book of hadith, Fajal Amal Muntafad, whatever hadith. But collectively with our daughters and sons and wives, we have to sit down and we have to read a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 15 minutes, half an hour. That should happen every day. And then every parent should have this fikr and concern how to link their kids to the masjid. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to bring their kids to the masjid. They never used to come alone by driving themselves. They used to bring their kids, they used to make sure that my son should wake up for Fajr. He should read the old Salah. So this, the value of Iman, this value of Akhirah, this value of Salah has to be established in their minds, in their heart, from the childhood. And they should grow, because they are spending 6-7 years hours in the schools. And what is the environment of the schools? We are unaware of it. What is going on there? And in all this syllabus, secular syllabus, there is no subject of Akhirah, there is no subject of God, there is no subject of prophethood. What they are teaching, they are only teaching science and math and geography, etc. So all these 7-8 hours every day, they are spending with this environment of there is no name of Allah is taking place. When they come in the evening, they have homeworks or they play the game. They spend their time on the online games. And what is the harm of the online games? We all are aware of it. We have no control over our children. What are they playing, with whom they are chatting, and what are they doing in the closed room? We have no idea what is going on. So in this kind of situation, in this kind of environment, if we do not take care of them, if we don't concern about them, let them do whatever they want to do. I'm going to just have some online person who's teaching half an hour, 15 minutes, and that is sufficient, he will learn everything. No, my brothers, it's not that easy. It's not that easy that they're spending most of the day and night in environment against of Islam, and you expect them to learn the Islam within half an hour, 1 hour effort. It is not sufficient. So my humble request, my brothers, that's why we made Mashwara, that Zoom, teaching on Zoom is not practical, it is not working out, and there are a lot of kids who used to come to the masjid, they are no more coming. So inshallah, from Monday we are going to start our Quran class in the masjid. We are trying our best. I humbly request all the parents who used to bring the kids, please bring them. Even the, up till age of 18, we will accept. From age of 6 to age of 18, inshallah. Unfortunately, from last Friday, I announced, none of them contact me so far. Only one person came to me, his daughter even less than 6 years, and he wants to bring. Other than that, none of parents call me or text me, said, I want to bring my kids to the masjid. You see, if you don't have this concern, my brothers, we are going to lose our next generation. There is no guarantee they're going to be staying on the Islam. There is no guarantee they're going to come to the masjid. When we don't bring the masjid, we just come ourselves. When we'll die, they will be free. It is our concern to nicely, politely, you know, advise them and bring them to the masjid. They should have the love for the masjid. They should have the love for the Holy Quran. They should have the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much sacrifice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam done for us, and what are we doing in return? So all this, you know, is they are only going to learn in the maktab. If they don't come to the masjid, they don't link themselves to the maktab, when and how are they going to learn? How they are going to stay on the deen, and how they are going to because there is a case, my brothers, that there was a here in America, that a person spent his thousands of dollars to make his son doctor. And in that regard, he sacrificed, he made an effort, Allah Ta'ala granted him success. So he became very famous heart surgeon. Well known, internationally, used to attend the conferences all over the world. When his father passed away, so people informed him that your dad is died. So he came, but he was standing there, and he could not take part in Salatul Janaza. Imam asked him, what happened? He said, I don't know how to pray Salatul Janaza. I don't know what is the dua you are praying. One side, he became well-known heart surgeon, earning millions of dollars, big house, flashy car. It's all for dunya. On the other side, he was zero in akhirah, zero in Islam. He didn't learn how to pray Salatul Janaza. His own father, who spent thousands of dollars to make him doctor, was deprived of his son's Salatul Janaza upon his mayyit. What are we going to take from here, my brothers? We have to cry. If you don't teach them, then they are not going to raise the hands and make him dua for us. Forget about it. They will not read Suratul Yasin and make Isal Sawab, because they don't know how to read Suratul Yasin. They're not going to give any Isal Sawab. They will be indulged and involved in worldly affairs, and that's how they're going to live this life. So may Allah protect our progeny. So this is the humble request for all the people.